From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The combination of seasonal crops, livestock, nursery, and aquaculture products potentially lost as a result of Hurricane Ian will likely be valued between $787 million and $1.56 billion, according to the University of Florida economists. Assistant Professor Krista Court says the strong winds and heavy rains battered a wide swath of the peninsula that includes over 5 million acres of agricultural land. This estimate only accounts for production losses or changes in expected revenues. A new study from Growth Energy found nationwide access to E15 could save drivers billions in annual fuel costs and create new jobs. The study by ABF Economics comes with record high gas prices and the president's emergency E15 summer waiver. The study says a nationwide transition to E15 would generate an additional $36.3 billion in income, support an additional 188,000 jobs, and generate $66.3 billion for the gross domestic product. Bayer will challenge a jury decision to award a group $275 million for health problems related to their exposure to PCBs manufactured by Monsanto, later acquired by Bayer. A jury in Washington state found in favor of the 13 plaintiffs who alleged they were exposed to the chemical at an education center in Monroe, Washington. Bayer plans to appeal based on what it sees as multiple errors and a lack of proof.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.